Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are three reasons why I don't want the Texans to be in on Le'Veon Bell. Number one, I think that running back is a position where it's easier than most positions to find guys that can make immediate impacts without investing the amount of assets that it would take to bring in Le'Veon Bell. Number two, I think the Texans should use their cap space to improve in other well-documented areas of need. And number three, I strongly question whether or not Le'Veon Bell will be the player he was after he signs this payday. Now, John Lopez, I know you're on the other end of this.
Totally on the other end.
I will tell
Polar
you this.
Polar opposite.
If you told me that I was guaranteed to get Le'Veon Bell at what he's been his first 5 years in the league, then sign me up. But there's reason to be skeptical that that's going to happen.
Why is that?
Because I have examples of guys that have gotten paid and fallen off around the same age as Le'Veon Bell. And I didn't include Sean Alexander because we know why Sean Alexander fell off. It was in large part because of usage. But it should be noted that when he signed his record-setting deal at age 28, he was out of the league 2.5 years later. And then obviously usage was the main reason.
Plus, he had almost 2,000 touches by then. It was his third contract you're talking about.
Yes. There are multiple reasons why these things happen, and I think a case can be made for Le'Veon Bell. But I'll just give you the examples, and I'll have you react, and you can react as well out there at 713-572-4610. Le'Veon Bell is currently 27 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's played five seasons.
Has taken a year off.
And taken a year off. This is how many touches he's had in his career. Mm-hmm. 1,541 touches. 1,229 carries, 312 catches. He's missed 17 games.
Mm-hmm.
Seven for suspension. Also had an MCL in 2015, and he's had groin issues.
Right.
Larry Johnson is an example that I'll start with. Larry Johnson of the Kansas City Chiefs. When he got his payday, he was 27 years old, and he only had 989 touches total before he got that contract. As soon as he got the new contract, the largest in Kansas City Chiefs history at that time, he only rushed for 3,500. Before the contract, he rushed for 3,539 yards the 2 years before. After that, 1,251 yards the 2 years, and he was off the Chiefs. A lot of this had to do with injury. A lot of this had to do with extra stuff off the field. But Larry Johnson fell off as soon as he got the payday at the same age as Le'Veon Bell.
Mm-hmm.
DeMarco Murray, also 27 years old. Just 1,105 touches, about 400 less than Le'Veon Bell. He signed a five-year, $42 million contract in 2014 with the Philadelphia Eagles. Lasted only 1 year. Big reason for that, maybe scheme, because it wasn't the same scheme,
right,
which is another thing you got to think about when it comes to Le'Veon Bell, because he has a unique running style. Chris Johnson, 26 years old. He'd been in the league 3 years before he got his payday.
Mm-hmm.
He only had 1,062 touches in his career. He signed a four-year, $53.5 million extension. Fell off, had three of the four least productive years of his NFL career, the two of the worst. He was off the Titans 3 years later. Jamal Charles, 28 mm-hmm. years old.
Shout out to Port Arthur.
Shout out to PAT. 28 years old, only had 1,295 touches. He signed a two-year, $18 million extension. This was after he had two consecutive all-pro seasons, tore his ACL, and fell off smoothly after that. And we already mentioned Sean Alexander. So there are examples of guys in the Le'Veon Bell range that have had less carries, less touches, and have fallen off for different reasons, which is why I'm very skeptical to give a guy like Le'Veon Bell, who set out a whole season with more usage than these guys, a lot of money as a running back.
That, I got to give you credit. Excuse me. That is a very well-researched, well-thought-out, four examples of players that fell off after they got their big second contract. However, I've got seven examples of other players.
Okay.
So you gave me four good solid examples.
Let's play some tennis, Sampras.
All right. Adrian Peterson got his big contract at the age of 27, which is what what Le'Veon Bell is in 2011 after 1,547 touches. That's a lot of touches. The four seasons after that, he averaged 1,387 yards, made three Pro Bowls and two All-Pro teams. Matt Forte got his big contract at 27 in 2012 after 1,237 touches. The four seasons after that, he averaged 1,627 yards, made two Pro Bowls. Marshawn Lynch got his big contract at age 26 in 2012 after 1,334 touches. More touches than you've given me of these guys, by the way. The three seasons after that, averaged 1,677 yards, made three Pro Bowls, and one All-Pro team. LeSean McCoy got his big contract at 26 in 2013 after 1,055 touches, which falls in line with what you were giving me as an example. The four seasons after that, averaged 1,467 yards and made four Pro Bowls. LaDainian Tomlinson got his big contract at 26 in 2005 after 1,654 touches, more than Le'Veon, by the way. Three seasons after that, averaged 1,936 yards, made two Pro Bowls and two All-Pro teams. Jerome Bettis got his big contract at 26 in 1998 after 1,603 touches. The four seasons after that, averaged 1,358 yards, made one Pro Bowl. Curtis Martin got his big contract at 28 in 2001 after, get this, 2,285 touches. The four seasons after that, averaged 1,700.3 yards, made two Pro Bowls, and one All-Pro. So for every example that you give me of a guy falling off at 27 after his big contract, I got two of guys who were successful. Not only successful, but All-Pro, Pro Bowl, 1,300, 1,600, 1,600, 1,400, 1,900, 1,300, 1,700 yards they averaged.
The guys, it's hard to argue the success with the guys that you mentioned, but I would counter and say those guys that you mentioned are NFL Hall of Famers. Those are Hall of Fame caliber guys that I don't think Le'Veon Bell is on par. Let me ask you this. Do you think Le'Veon Bell is more Adrian Peterson, LaDainian Tomlinson, or do you think he's more Chris Johnson, Larry Johnson?
I'll tell you what. The numbers say he's more this. The numbers at his second contract are almost, I'll give them again. You gave them to me. 27 years old. He had 1,541 touches. And did you have the yards here? I don't have the yards in front of me. But 1,541 touches, and he's been an All-Pro and an MVP candidate. His numbers fall in line more with Matt Forte, Marshawn Lynch, LeSean McCoy, LaDainian Tomlinson, Jerome Bettis, Curtis Martin, and Adrian Peterson. Yes, they do.
Let me give you Chris Johnson, the 3 years before he signed his contract.
Mm-hmm.
1,062 touches. That's just 925 carries and 137 catches. 5,606 total yards. Okay. We haven't seen production like that from the running back position in a long time. The three seasons after, 4,349. And the reason that I equate Chris Johnson and Le'Veon Bell and the likes of Larry Johnson is, number one,
How many yards did he have and how many seasons was it?
5,606 total yards in 3 years before the contract.
Okay.
That was Chris Johnson. And then he only had 4,349 after that. Larry Johnson and Chris Johnson, I'm equating to Le'Veon Bell because Larry Johnson made a huge fuss about this money. So did Chris Johnson. And Le'Veon Bell's made probably the biggest fuss a running back has made over money since Emmitt Smith set out the first two games when the Cowboys won the Super Bowl. I think that when guys like when new age athletes and the guys that you mentioned for the most part, they're old school. You know what I mean? Like these running backs that you make, that you talk about, they're old school.
Le'Veon Bell, his numbers fall almost exactly in line with these guys. Every one of them. He's made two All-Pro teams, three Pro Bowls, led the league in rushing, and been an MVP candidate. That's what these guys were.
That's what Chris Johnson and Larry Johnson were.
But it's
were
also what
well.
My guys were. So what I'm saying is, for every example you have, I got two. Let's say that at this age, on a second contract, you can be, again, an All-Pro running back averaging 1,500 yards.
And this is the other thing, and this is why I mentioned, you can read the piece at sportsradio610.com. You can read the piece as well. There's multiple reasons why running backs fall off. And I feel like Le'Veon Bell, on my list, he fits the category of every reason why the running back fell off. Jamaal Charles tore his ACL before he signed his contract, ended up having injury problems after.
Matt Forte and Adrian Peterson did.
Adrian Peterson is such a freak. Okay, that's Matt almost Forte. Like comparing the Patriots. Jamaal Charles fell off because of injuries. Le'Veon Bell had a season-ending MCL injury. He's had groin injuries. Chris Johnson fell off because I don't know if the money got to him or what. That could be the same thing as Le'Veon Bell. We don't even know what his weight is. His agent's throwing out the weight. We don't even know what's up with the weight. And Larry Johnson, a lot of it had to do with the fact that he didn't give as much effort after he got the money. Mm-hmm. He also had some off-field issues. Le'Veon Bell's had a few off-field issues, not in the caliber of Larry Johnson,
right,
but he's had some off-field issues. So all the types of concerns that you could have about a running back and about investing heavily in a running back, Le'Veon Bell, you can make a case he has every single one of them.
And I just made the case that he can become a stud, just like these seven guys that I just gave you the examples of. I mean, you can make that case. You can make this case. I mean, it's the numbers do not lie. He is in the same conversation as every one of these guys I just gave you in terms of.
He's in the conversation with the guys I gave too.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But when you cherry pick stats, you can also pick these stats. And these stats say.
You know, you just got to make them dance. You want to make them dance.
These stats say that the guy can be an absolute stud after this contract.
You know the one thing he needs to do right now, Le'Veon Bell?
What's that?
Because there are all these reports coming out about his weight. And
yeah, he needs to tweet post a video. No, post a video.
Post a video or tweet a picture. So hard about that?
Yeah, post a workout video.
As soon as it was announced that the Steelers weren't going to franchise tag him again, he quoted Martin Luther King and said, free at last, free at last. That wasn't too hard for him. We know that these athletes like to
post
videos.
Social media.
Yeah, you've got social media. If you're not fat, if you're not 260 pounds like some people have speculated, go ahead and post a workout video. Mm-hmm. Post a J.J. Watt-type workout video. I think it would be in your best interest. Could I interest you in a list of running backs the last eight seasons that have gone in the third round or later?
Yes, sir.
And again, you know, you can take it with a grain of salt, but there's literally an example every year the last eight seasons of running backs going in the third round or later and making an immediate impact.
Sure.
2011, DeMarco Murray.
Mm-hmm.
2012, Alfred Morris. 2013, Latavius Murray, sixth round pick. By the way, Alfred Morris, sixth round pick. Latavius Murray, sixth. DeMarco Murray, third. 2014, Devontae Freeman, fourth round pick. 2015, David Johnson, third round pick. Jay Ajayi, fifth round pick. 2016, Jordan Howard, fifth round pick. 2017, I keep saying these guys are second-round picks. They were actually third-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
Alvin Kamara and Kareem Hunt, who led the league in rushing that year. And last year, maybe the best rookie running back in the NFL, Royce Freeman of the Denver Broncos, third-round pick. You can find these guys, John.
Yeah, and you can find these guys, too. 2011, Alex Green, Mike LeShore. 2012, these are second- and third-round picks, all right? Robert Turbin, Isaiah Peed. LaMichael James, 2013.
LaMichael, Texarkana.
Niall Davis was okay, but still. Jonathan Franklin, Monte Ball, 2000.
Shout out to Wisconsin.
2014, Trey Mason, Charles Sims, 2015. Let's see here. Who do? 2015 was okay. TJ Yeldon, all that. 2016. You get my point. CJ Procise. For every guy that you've given me with the numbers and the stats and falling off, I've given you guys that can be absolute successes. For every second or third rounder that you've given me with that have been successes drafted in the second or third round, I can give you more that were not. And that's why I'm saying you've got the money. We just talked about it in the last segment. You've got the money. You've got a back available. I mentioned yesterday, all you need is a phone and a checkbook, and you've got a sure thing at what he's done, and he's rested for a year.
He's far from a sure thing, though. You got to admit, there's a lot of reason to be skeptical about Le'Veon Bell.
There's not a lot of reason.
There's a lot of reason.
There's not a lot of reason.
There's a lot of reason. When you make this much of a fuss about money,
doesn't make a fuss about money?
Not
in the
like
NFL?
This. Yeah. Not like this. It's easy to question if he's gonna be selling out as much as he was before. Then you factor in a year away from the game. You factor in past injury stuff. You factor in past off-field stuff. There's reasons to be skeptical. I get your what you're saying, but it almost feels like, you know, when you agree to give someone a contract, you either reward them for what you think they're going to do, or you reward them for what they've done. And a lot of times when these running backs get these deals, the GM does it because of what they've done, and they never do it again.
But here's the other part of it with Le'Veon Bell. I want 3 or 4 great seasons from him, but I'll take 2. 2 great seasons from him, and you have to eat the money or redo the contract or whatever after that. I'll take it. I'll take it because you're going to have Le'Veon Bell, Deshaun Watson, and Hopkins.
And the other thing is, if you do look at a running back, you release Lamar Miller, you save that $6 million, as we mentioned earlier. Yeah. So the cap space looks even better when you take that into account, because I don't think there's any way that if they do bring in a guy like a Le'Veon Bell that Lamar Miller's back. I think it just makes too much sense to cut him. I want to bring in a guy like a Tevin Coleman. I'd even bring in a guy like Mark Ingram instead of Lamar Miller for 1 year. If you're just telling me 1 year.
As the second guy?
As somebody that you can put with Foreman and then even maybe draft somebody and just see what you can get out of him. I don't know what it's going to cost for Mark Ingram. He might want to stay in New Orleans. But that's even something I would consider more. I'm just out on the whole Lamar Miller experience, but he is a Pro Bowler. I think he was, what, the 9th replacement or whatever? I lost count. Coming up next, another potential landing spot for the Honey Badger and a to-do list for Bill O'Brien. You're in the loop on a Friday on Sports Radio 610.
The Honey Badger.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.